AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Venezuela, chaos and traffic have begun to affect search efforts in La Guaira near the epicenter of Wednesday's earthquakes, and government officials say they plan to block off access. Hi, Panjwani, on pleas of one resident.
Nazareth Jimenez is a La Guaira resident with missing family members. She says, "We call on the government and countries around the world to help us. Look, we need machines here. Human strength is not enough. We can't remove those structures without them. We need help, please. We need machines." I'm Haya Panjwani.
The official death toll stands at 920, but more than 51,000 people are missing. In other news, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton pleaded guilty to illegally retaining classified information. Saka Magani has details.
Bolton was charged last year with 18 counts of either keeping or disseminating classified information, including sharing notes with relatives as he wrote a book. He's reached a plea deal that could let him avoid prison time. Bolton served more than a year in the first Trump administration, capping a career in which the Justice Department's Hayden O'Byrne says he held positions of enormous public trust.
John Bolton betrayed that trust in extraordinary fashion.
Bolton was among other Trump adversaries facing federal charges in the president's second term, though some cases have fallen apart. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework agreement with the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says it's movement toward peace.
We believe today is the first step in that journey. And the first step is sometimes the hardest step.
Hezbollah is not a party to the agreement, and one official of the militant group warns of potential civil war. And U.S. Central Command says it struck missile and drone locations and coastal radar sites in Iran in response to a drone attack on a cargo ship using a new route through the Strait of Hormuz. This is AP News. Balancing the time, energy, and emotional investment in youth sports.
Travis Dorsch of the Families and Sport Lab at Utah State University recommends taking a slow approach, letting kids explore sports with their friends or simply head to the park.
It needs to be their journey. I think the cool thing about being a parent is you're on the journey with them.
It's also important for parents to avoid living out their own sports dreams through their children. And when kids want to take things to the next level, Tess Michener-Asinjo says she knew her two teens were ready when they began asking for extra training and other ways to improve. For her, the key is supporting her teens' goals while setting boundaries for her time and budget to avoid burnout.
If they're happy and they're passionate and they're feeling good about it, then it's worth it.
Experts say the greatest benefits come from personal growth and the fun gained along the way. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There are more stories at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.